This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said on Tuesday attacks by Iran-backed Yemeni militants in the Red Sea must stop.
Bottom line is, these attacks have to stop. They need to stop. They're unacceptable. The United States, our allies and our partners, will do what we have to do to counter these threats and to protect these ships.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says several countries have agreed to jointly carry out patrols in the southern Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday he was confident the U.S. would not, quote-unquote, betray his country by withholding crucial aid, as he proposed mobilizing nearly a half million more Ukrainians into the armed forces. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
In the U.S., aid for Ukraine has been held up by Republicans in Congress, who say it must be paired with tougher immigration policies to bolster security at the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate leaders on Tuesday said a deal was not likely to come together soon. One senior Democrat in the Senate said any action would be postponed until January. The White House has warned that if not renewed, funding will run out by the end of December. Zelensky said financial assistance was key to Ukraine's defenses and that the nation didn't just need money but manpower. He said the military had requested as many as a half a million citizens to be mobilized into the army, though a final decision had not yet been made.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday his country would next year produce 1 million drones, which have become a crucial factor in the fighting between Kyiv and Moscow. Both Ukraine and Russia are extensively using drones to scope out enemy positions, drop explosives, and crash into targets. Drones can then be sent to attack the target, or the intelligence they provide can be used for combat. This is VOA News. UN agencies are expressing alarm at the deepening humanitarian and forced displacement crisis in Sudan following the seizure of Wad Madani by Sudan's rapid support forces. VOA's Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Wad Madani, Sudan's second largest city, was a refuge for nearly half a million people who fled areas of intense fighting between the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces and Sudan's armed forces. The city and Al Jazeera state also operated as a key humanitarian hub. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says all humanitarian activities there have stopped. He says organizations have been forced to temporarily suspend operations because of the fighting and relocate to neighboring states. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The European Union and the United States urged Serbia to address concerns about its electoral process after independent observers found worrying abnormalities, including vote buying during Sunday's snap election. The electoral process in Serbia, which has been a candidate to join the EU since 2012, needs to be improved significantly, two EU commissioners said on Tuesday. An international monitoring mission said on Monday the country's ruling Serbian Progressive Party gained an unfair advantage in snap parliamentary elections through media bias, the improper influence of President Aleksandar Vučić, and voting abnormalities such as vote buying. Turkey is linking Sweden's NATO bid to the U.S. approving jet sales and Canada lifting an arms embargo. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ratification of Sweden's NATO bid by Turkey's parliament hinges on the U.S. Congress's approval of Turkey's request to purchase F-16 fighter jets, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said, calling on the two assemblies to act simultaneously. Erdogan also says Canada and other NATO allies must lift arms embargoes imposed on Turkey. He made the comments late Monday while returning from a visit to Hungary. Hungary and Turkey are the only two NATO members not to have formally approved Sweden's bid to join the transatlantic military alliance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. civil rights groups filed a lawsuit on Tuesday challenging a new Republican-backed law in Texas that will give state officials broad powers to arrest, prosecute, and deport people who illegally cross the U.S.-Mexico border. The lawsuit claims the law, signed by Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday, unlawfully infringes upon the authority of the federal government under the U.S. Constitution. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.